have set down in the four-year plan is the savings of €61 million. That savings is part of the four-year plan and is part of the EU-IMF programme. But within that, I do believe that there are opportunities to look at how, with X amount of money, we can, in fact, give financial recognition to student nurses. And I am confident that by sitting around the table, we can reach an agreement on how that can be achieved. And I'm confident that the Secretary, in carrying out that review, is of the view that there's a principle there, which I believe should happen, and I do believe there's a strong argument for retention of some level of payment. As you know,
yep.
Sorry, all new entrants into all of the public service now will be starting off at the level one scale, where previously it was level two or three, and I think there's room for manoeuvre within the current budgets of each department, particularly in health, to look at some financial recompense for students when they're doing their placement.
But in reality, the truth is it not, correct me if I'm wrong, that the next government could simply undo or overrule any requests or any decisions or any reviews that you seek?
Well, if the coalition government feel that student nurses should not get a payment, well then that's a matter for themselves. But what we're saying is that I have asked for a review to take place and that the principle should be upheld, and I am confident that that could be achieved.